Hello, this is Pastor Steven Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, and today I want to talk about 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10. The Bible reads, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." So according to this scripture, we as believers are a chosen generation, we're a royal priesthood, we're a holy nation, and we're a peculiar people. And what I really want to focus on in that is that we as believers today are a holy nation. Now in the Old Testament, God said that of the nation of Israel, that they were to be unto him a holy nation. But he says in the New Testament that we as believers are a holy nation. Listen to verse 10. "Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God." See, in the Old Testament, the holy nation of all believers didn't exist. You know, it was the physical nation of Israel. But now in the New Testament, the Bible says that we in time past, which were not a people, are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Let me just prove it to you further, because this scripture is a quote from Hosea chapter 1, verse 9. If we go to Romans chapter 9, which also quotes Hosea 1, listen to what the Bible says in Romans 9:24. "Even us whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith also in Hosea, I will call them my people which were not my people, and her beloved which was not beloved." So in the Old Testament, the Gentiles were not God's chosen people. The nation of Israel represented God's chosen people. But in the New Testament, he says, you know, those that in time past were not my people have now become the people of God. Look, we as Gentiles in the New Testament today are a holy nation. We are the chosen people of God. And of course, any Jews who believe in Jesus Christ, which there are some Jews who believe in Jesus Christ, they are also part of that holy nation. They are also part of the people of God, because he says that he has called us not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. In time past, meaning under the old covenant, we were not the people of God as Gentiles. But now we are the people of God. We are the holy nation. We're the peculiar people. And it's not unbelieving Jews that are God's chosen people. According to 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10, and according to Romans 9, 24 and 25, and according to the teachings of Hosea chapters 1 and 2, we as believers in Christ are today the people that we have replaced the physical nation of Israel as being the holy nation. We have replaced the Old Testament nation of Israel as being the people of God.